always here. I'm not boarded up in the laboratory playing all around with electric circuits. No, I'm using the electricity to speak to you, the listening audience. Hey, do you know that 417 hertz wipes out all the negative energy? Well, somebody ought to make that device that broadcasts that 417 hertz. You know, it's just an idea. Hey, give me the plenty, I'll show you how to make it. I'm an inventor of a kind. And let me tell you this. Hey, the good news is I've got two more videos on YouTube. That's right. And like all my videos, they're entertaining. Just go to YouTube, hit the music choice there, and I Want You to Be My Idol is one of them. And the other one, I'm Gonna See My Girlfriend. That's it. I'm Gonna See My Girlfriend. And let me tell you, things are gonna sizzle up, as the song will tell you, when I do see her. And to the girl I love, I want you to be my idol. That's right. There might be somebody in your life that you want them to be your idol, but I want you to be my idol. Think about that. Anyhow, they're on YouTube now. Start off with Let Me Coax You On. That'll put you in the mood to watch more videos. And of course, my theme at the end of this, my show, I Gotta Be Somebody, I got that video up there too. But there's a lot of songs with that same name, so if you're going to want to pull up that one, you go, I Gotta Be Somebody by Tom Edison. That's me. That's right, Tom Edison. Independent, non-political, 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. Well, you can find all about that. Just go to the VBS site, click on the name of the show, connect the dots. But there's more important things than me happening in this world. That's right, next week is the Global Meditation, organized by the Galactic Federation of Light and their resistance group, that are working behind the scenes to take down the cabal, the bad guys who have been ruling our world ruthlessly for too long. So we welcome that kind of help, and they're asking our help to participate in a global meditation on January 11th at 10:11 p.m. Pacific time. And if you're in the mountain time zone, it's 11:11 p.m. That's four ones in a row. Wow, that's something significant right there. And if you're on the East Coast like I am, it's 1:11 a.m. the next day, January 12th. So it depends on where you're at. Find out your time zone and then coordinate it with 10:11 p.m. Pacific time, because that's when the shows are listed on BBS Radio. They're all listed in Pacific time, the Pacific time zone. And this is Connect the Dots show. So how to participate in this global meditation? Well, you have to really go on Twitter and look up at CobraInfo1. Spelled just like it sounds. CobraInfo and then the numeral one, and go to his site, and I think it's his pinned tweet now that tells you to the Cobra blog. Go to there, you click on it, and there's the videos. The first video explains, I don't know if it's 7 minutes or whatever, it explains to you how to participate in this global meditation, how to focus your mind on what you're supposed to be focusing on. You know, light coming from the great central sun, coming to earth and going through our bodies down into the center of the Earth, connecting with our Mother Earth. Well, it's all explained in the video, okay? I don't have time to walk you through it. But that's it. You go on Twitter, and you don't have to be a member of Twitter to view somebody's tweets, in case you didn't know. You just go to the Twitter site, at Cobra Info 1. Roman numeral 1. Cobra Info 1. Go to his site, and it's pinned tweet, and it'll talk about, it'll have the link for the Cobra blog. And you go there, and then there'll be four videos. Just play the first one. It explains how to participate. And how to, you know, your participation is needed. The exact moment of the beginning of the meditation is 11 minutes after the hour. That's right. And they're asking you to participate for 20 minutes, but participate for however long you want to. But the main thing is that we get a lot of people to do this. The more, the merrier. The more people participating, the bigger the collective power of the human consciousness is to draw in the light from the central sun in the center of the galaxy. That's right. And we can do this with our minds. Just, you know, you've been lied to your whole life by phony scientists and closed mind scientists and propaganda scientists. Things do travel faster than the speed of light. I've mentioned it before on my show because I'm a knowledgeable person. Thoughts travel at 10 to the 41st power, way faster than the so-called 186,000 miles per second. In fact, 10 to the 41st power, that's pretty much instantaneous. And that's a known fact. Why don't you know it? Well, because you haven't been searching for the truth. You know, those of us that search for it find it. It's out there. And so I just wanted to put the bug in your ear to participate next week. And when it comes around time next week, about maybe 1 minute before the start of the meditation, I'm gonna have the engineer play one of my instrumental songs for a couple of minutes. So give everybody a chance to meditate for at least a couple of minutes, and I'll be back on the air talking in about 4 minutes. That's right. I have a 4-minute instrumental song on one of my albums, American Party Songs. I mean, I don't get paid for doing the show, just in case people didn't realize, you know. So it'd be nice if people would support all the effort I've been doing, my contributions to the universe. I have 2 albums out there at the CD Baby Music Store. Go visit it, CD Baby Music Store. I've got 2 albums, bunch of my name, Tom Edison. Simple, you know, and purchase some of the songs, you know. The CD Baby only charges 99 cents per song, and plus you get a 29-second preview of each song. Of course, it's cheaper to buy the album. Like my song's Better Than Dylan, you got 23 songs on there. It costs $10, $11, who knows. I don't have to buy my own stuff, so I can't really tell you, but you'll find it's a lot cheaper than buying them at one song at a time. But if you only find one song on there you like, well, could be. I'd imagine you would find more and just buy one song. Anything's better than nothing. But I need some, assistance, some participation. I'm giving so much of myself out to the universe here for free. And it'd be nice if people supported me. Plus, I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. I have no supporters monetarily. I'm doing the whole project myself because I have the guts and the knowledge to do it. And I claim to be the best commander who ever walked the face of this earth. And I can prove it anytime, any place, anywhere. And when you're that good and can talk this tough about it, you have it down, and I have it down. You know? You think, but he's, you know, the people that like President Trump, They think he's the greatest thing going. Well, let me tell you something. I'm 100 times better than he is. Absolutely. I'll prove it any day of the week. I only wish I could help him out in the White House now. I mean, I'm looking to be the next president, but I wouldn't have any problem helping him out now. In fact, if he knew what I do, he wouldn't have to go through all this bullshit that they're putting him through. But again, it's all about connections. Nobody wants to help connect me with the president. And he'll never know what all the tricks and strategies I know that could have saved him all this aggravation. Believe me, if they pulled that stunt with me as president, these people wouldn't have got 2 feet. There would have been no investigations, and I would have had them all investigated, and they'd all be in jail now because they're all crooks, and we know that already. But, you know, he was too lenient on them all, and he's still too lenient. And he doesn't have the strategies that I have because he's only a partial leader. Real leaders, we have all the strategies, and we know how to take command of any situation. Those jerks in the Congress, man, wipe the floor up with them. He tries to with the streets, but he needs a lot of practice. Regardless of that, let's just move on here. One more note. Boy, are those Democrats a bunch of losers and con artists. They still think that they can get away with fake promises and lies and more bullshit. They don't. No one has talked the truth about anything in all these presidential debates and everything. No one. No one is talking the truth about anything. They're all wrong with everything they talk about. You know, they're wrong with the health care, they're wrong with the climate change reality, they're wrong with everything, period. That's how dumb they are. It's just a question of who's the biggest dummy up on the stage, and every week it changes. They all want that position of chief dummy. But so much for that, because these people are a bore, and they get too much attention and too much mainstream media publicity. They don't deserve any of it. They're worthless. They're losers. They're connivers. They're cheats. They're crooked politicians. What can I say? Hey, did you know this is a call-in radio show? That's right. The number here is 888-627-6008. You know, chain of command structures are being used against us. Being used against you. Have you noticed? Well, it's only getting worse. You know, right now we have all these subversive secret government organizations. They're trying to take away your guns here in America. They're taking away your freedoms every time they do anything, pass a law. The only laws they pass are the ones that take away your freedoms. They don't do anything good for anybody. Meanwhile, let's focus on the good things. You know, I've talked about it before, and this coming next week, this global meditation will help bring the event closer to all of us. The event where the Galactic Federation of Light, the beings from other worlds, actually land their craft on our world and do the final roundup of the Cabal, the bad guys, the bankers, the world controllers, the New World Order people that are suppressing everything. You know, the New World Order is behind the changing of the vaccines. That's right, they're doing it on purpose because you're sheeple out there. You know, you're still believing government. Don't believe any authority at this point in time. I question everybody and everything, especially government. Can't believe these people and the fake organizations, the CDC, oh my God, Center for Disease Control. They're nothing but a rubber stamp outfit ruled by the New World Order. They'll say anything that the New World Order tells them to say, and they try to lie to you and con you into taking these poisonous vaccines. There is no logic to vaccines. Hey, this is the Colin Radio Show. If you think you're Mr. Einstein there or Mr. Smarty Pants and know about vaccines, you just call my show and I'll give you the lecture of your life and explain to you why they don't make any sense. The only people that think they make sense are stupid scientists that don't have a real understanding of how a human body works. They haven't a clue. You know, they're still sucking their own test tube, and they haven't a clue as to how things work. You know, there's such a thing as real psychic surgeons. The most famous of them, they were healing people left and right over in China, inoperable tumors, making the things disappear out of people's bodies. And then the government, Chinese government, got a little annoyed that they, because, you know, Chinese government doesn't like people giving away free visas. So they had to leave China. I hear they're in the United States now, and I hear they have a course on how to learn their techniques out there on the internet somewhere. One of the BBS radio hosts, Charles Greed, the ET yoga man, if you contact him, about a week ago or so, I heard him say that he bought the course, and he finds it very good, and he's somebody whose word is worth listening to, a man who practices what he preaches, doesn't have a TV, is not connected to the grid, etc., etc. And, you know, it's very down-to-earth and a loving person. Contact him if you want to find out how to get the course. How to contact anybody in BBS Radio. Just go to BBS Radio and, you know, click on the name or the name of the show of the guest you're looking to get in touch with, and you can find out how to get in touch with us. It's really quite easy. And just get on your computer, BBS Radio, and then look down the schedule. Where's the guy you want? ET Yoga guy, he's on at 9 p.m. every second week, Station 1. So you want to learn how to be a psychic healer? Well, there I just showed you, pointed in the direction you can go in. Do you know that pyramids are attraction modules? That's it. They attract free energy from the other dimensions of the universe. You know, the basic physical reality we're in is basically the first three dimensions, or sometimes just referred to as the third dimension. And the fourth dimension is a little bit physical reality, somewhat like this. And then the fifth dimension is we move into vibration so high that, you know, we're just like in a different realm then. And that's how the dimensions work. There's actually 12 basic ones. Each one has 12 overtones. That's 144 different realities that could probably exist in the same space if you wanted to force it. But who would want to force anything? And that's the basic outline of the total reality. We're stuck in 3D, as they say, the third dimension here, because we've been forcibly stuck here by started with the Anunnaki, we could say, and they've never relinquished their hold. Plus, they altered our DNA, shut off 10 of our DNA strands. You know, we all have 12 DNA strands. Of course, only two really work. The other 10 have been shut off, and it's part of our responsibility to help to turn the other ones on. And thankfully, the Galactic Federation of Light is here. And other helpers like star seeds are here to help us turn on our dormant DNA. You know, scientists for years were trying to brainwash us and telling us it was junk DNA. Lying to us again, the stupid scientists and the stupid propaganda scientists. Real scientists are people like Tesla. And what happened to Tesla? He was too smart. He wanted to give everybody free energy, and the government wasn't going to allow that to happen because the government has to, you know, they're kind of controlled by big energy people and the New World Order. That's right, the New World Order does control the American government. That's why they hate Trump, because he doesn't want to play along with their sham. The rest of the Congress apparently does. That's the state. You better get used to this, the New World Order. They're the ones that want to kill us. They put their agenda out on the Georgia Stones. Look it up. Bring the population down to 500 million. That means you have to kill 95% of the people living today. I mean, that's the reinterpretation of it, the realistic one. And, of course, they wanted to put it out there. So when they, in the process of doing it, and they're killing us by the millions, they'll say, hey, we warned you. You know, that's evil's premise for doing things. They, you know, they announce their evil plans, and when nobody squawks it or says anything about it or to get excited, then they go ahead with it. Well, you didn't try to stop us, so we thought it was okay. Hey, we warned you. Yeah. Well, that's how things work in the universe. You know, people, you better learn how what the rules of play are. You know, trickery is permitted in the rules of play. I don't know what the whole list is, but I know trickery is. You want to find out more about the rules of play? Well, you got to do your own investigation. I tell people all the time, hey, bye. Read my book, Connected Dots Theory. Explains a lot of things. If you all your education came from public school, regular colleges, and the boob tube, you don't know anything. And beginning to wake up to all else that you should be aware of is in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Plus, I've made history with that book, whether anybody wants to acknowledge it or not. I changed the definition of truth to be more encompassing. I gave a more realistic definition for coincidence. That's it. And all these amazing things are in my book. I invented new terms, the overseers of mankind, plans designed to fail, and many more terms I invented. I have a whole chapter on philosophy, you know, making good statements like projecting love. Well, yeah, they're love. Something to think about and something to participate on. But looking into the future in a good way, the event is coming. You know, we've been hearing it from this Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for short, or Galactic Confederation, for a couple of years now, at least. And we're all getting tired of, like, you know, you've been whetting our appetite with this event coming up, but it's taking too damn long. You know, I tweeted them about it because I go on Twitter. You can find some of my tweets. Go to BBS Radio. The most recent ones are up there. Some of them might interest you. Some of them don't, because some of them I just tweet for humor. But I say a lot of intelligent things as much as I can. And if you're interested in what I'm tweeting, hey, just go to BBS Radio and you'll get the recent tweets. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet me personally. Hey. On every other day or so, something like that. I don't like to make habits of anything. Anyhow, the event, this thing they've been hyping up for the last 2 years, we could almost say now, it talks about giving us, landing on planet Earth, giving us free replicators, wow, that we can replicate food and other material objects with, just like they do in Star Trek. And they talk of, they've been whetting our appetite with these tachyon chambers. I wish they would just land and hand the stuff out, you know, tachyon chambers for healing people. You know, it's basically a frame, a giant frame pyramid that you lay under. You land on top of a bed of crystals. Of course, it has to be activated, so you can't, I mean, you can construct a frame pyramid by yourself, and you can place a lot of important vibrating crystals under in the center where you lay on, but as far as activating them, I don't know. I think it's the secret they're holding on to. But even that alone, just doing that, you'll get some results. You know, cats that were kept under a frame pyramid for I think 4 hours or something like that, when they came out, they wouldn't eat meat anymore. Is that amazing? Oh, there's all kinds of magic that Germans do. Read about it in my book, Connect the Dots There. Did you know your breath is half your life force? So take a deep breath. exhale, and then learn the prana techniques of breathing. And the more you do for yourself, the better you will be. Did you ever hear about vision enhancements? Probably not, because that's another term I coined. Very briefly is, sometimes people get migraine headaches and they see geometric figures in that little picture screen inside their brain. And they go to the doctors, and the doctors try to stop that from happening. Of course, that's really a vision adjustment. And a vision enhancement being done to you by our brothers and sisters on the other side, the spirit beings that watch over us. And how do I know that, Sid? Because I use my intuition. Your intuition is just about always right. The first thought that pops in your mind, that's your intuition. Don't second guess yourself. If you were ever seeing geometric patterns in that little screen inside your head, embrace it. It goes away in about a couple of minutes. Let it take its course because it's actually benefiting you. Don't go to the doctors. They don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You know? They don't understand there's other dimensions. You show me a doctor that knows there's other dimensions. Have them call in. I'd like to hear if there's actually one existence. No, they're brainwashed from med school. And that's what med school is, to brainwash doctors to participate in the pharmaceutical con game. And I said it before, but you need to be reminded again. This is how the game works, okay? The pharmaceutical companies have figured a way to turn doctors into their salespeople. That con you, the unsuspecting sick person that comes into the office, that relief is through pharmaceutical concoctions that really don't cure anything. But this is how it works, you see. The doctors play along with this, too. First of all, they were brainwashed to participate in this from med school. You know, the world order, they own all the universities now. That's why there are no metaphysical universities, because they don't want people to learn about metaphysics. Physics is an important thing for everybody to learn, and it's easy. You really don't have to do the computations with metaphysics in most cases. The systems are set to work on automatic. All you have to do, learn, is know how to interact with them and manipulate them. And once you do that, they're there to serve you. The mechanisms are running 24/7. They don't need any repairs. They never break down, and they're there. All you have to do is learn the ins and outs of how to access them, and they're there to serve you. Of course, New World Order doesn't want you to know any of this stuff. They want you to trust in phony doctors. Not that the doctors are bad people, but they were brainwashed, too, into participating in this situation. So let me just remind everybody, your doctor, it happens with all doctors. The pharmaceutical salesman shows up at the doctor's office, and the doctor already knows how the game's played, you know. Here's my list of perks I want to help dole out your pharmaceutical products. And the job of the salesman is to choose the doctor down to take settle for less, and they make an agreement. And then when you come in the office, depending on which pharmaceutical company the doctor is working with, he will prescribe you from the company that gave him the perks. And this is how it goes on. And all the doctors play along with this game. Don't tell me it's not like that. I heard it from the pharmaceutical salespeople themselves. This is how the game is played. And this is how you end up with pharmaceutical products from the doctors. You know? And it's sad. But pharmaceutical concoctions are not real medicine. Of course, they'll never tell you that because they believe in their pharmaceutical concoctions, and giving it to people. You know, I'm telling you the truth. Just like, I've got a song called out there called The Common Man. It's in my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. I do it live. And some of the words of that song, they feed you lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. That's right, they get you to swallow all their crap. They throw in one little true line, and then the rest is all malarkey and lies. And you swallow it. Because they con you into accepting their lies by giving you one little bit of truth, and the rest are lies. This is how the game is played. You know, they use every opportunity to deceive you, and trickery is permitted. It's one of the rules of play. Look how they've deceived you in politics. You know, I remember learning this in school, and I thought, I didn't even want to hear about it. But it must have been eighth grade or something, and the teacher's trying to tell us about, you're going to hear about Bolette and the right and this and that. I thought, man, what the hell kind of stupid shit is this? You know, because I've been a free thinker my whole life since, I guess, first grade. I started thinking on my own and thinking, what a sham this is. I can't wait till 3 p.m. comes and I get the hell out of this jail that I was forced to go to. Yeah, that's right, we were all forced to go to public school. If you asked me if I wanted to go, I probably would have said, no, I don't want to go. And anyhow, that's how it is, you know. That is how it is. Where all this stuff is being dumped on us. So the blurring of truth, here's the deal. When they keep talking to you, the politicians and the news people do it, the papers do it, and the mainstream media do it, because they're all part of the sham. They're all in on the sham against all of humanity. It's called the blurring of truth. Every time you say the word left, that's a blurring of truth. If you're identifying somebody of the left, what the hell does that really mean? If you got something to say about somebody, just spit it out and spell it out specifically. Oh, you're too far right. What the hell does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's a blurring of truth to get your mind so dulled out that you're willing to accept a person as left, right, or middle. Well, no. People are a variety of things, and you can't categorize them correctly with left, right, middle, far right, far left. Liberal, conservative, these are all words to blur the truth. If you're going to talk about somebody, talk about them specifically, you know? Either keep repeating themselves or falling asleep while they're talking. They can't remember what the hell they're saying. Yeah, that's real information, all right? It's got nothing to do with left, right, or middle. Stop using these words. Stop participating in this sham, just like the whole sham with the Democrats and Republicans. Well, we got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. No, you don't. First of all, there shouldn't be no Democrat or Republican parties. No, they should disband the parties because it's got into the point it's either us or them. And then you're stuck playing that game, which means there'll never be a majority going. If you look, take the time, look at the facts. Look at the vote count for the last, I don't know, elections, all the way back past World War II. Somewhere, you know, from all the elections from World War II, certainly from World War II on, it's all been two-party elections, and the voting has been 52 to 48%, 51 to 49%, and it never gets much better than that, you know? And this is where it's going to stay. Look at the last election, close, you know, and this is where it's going to stay. Half the country divided, and that's what a powerful Democrat and Republican parties do. They keep the country eternally divided. They should both disband both parties, and nobody should be a part. Anybody running for president of the United States should be an independent, like I'm doing, as a write-in candidate. and no party support whatsoever. You know, in order to be the president of the United States, you have to be a special person, a real leader, not a friggin' politician, and not a friggin' billionaire either. You know? Or a multi-millionaire. No. I'm none of them, you know? I'm a poor person. I live way below the poverty level. But I've got the knowledge, the fortitude, and the conviction to take command of the presidential situation, to be the president of the United States and give the orders and command the Congress to get along and command them to do their job, because they're getting away with not doing their job. You know, they would rather grandstand like they've done for the last 3 years in front of the TV cameras and do basically nothing. Because it's easier to do nothing. And these people are not... That's what they're offering you, more than nothing. A bunch of fake promises, you know, that they'll never make happen. And if we look at their records, we'll find that they're the ones guilty of making all the horrible laws that have taken away your rights and suppressed American freedoms beyond belief. And something to think about. You know, how do I plan to win this election? Simple. I'm asking every Democrat and Republican to vote for me. All you have to do is write in my name. You can be a member of your party that you choose. Doesn't matter. You still have the right to write in, do a write-in vote. And I'm claiming everyone should vote for me because, you know, 50% of the country doesn't like Donald Trump and 50% of the country doesn't like the Democrats. Any one of the Democrats. So, why vote for these people that only 50% popular? You know, if you looked at, went to my site, 2020presidenttommedicine.com, you'd see somebody who's talking intelligence, bringing new ideas to the table, and claims to be able to solve all the problems simultaneously. Because all the solutions are known already. None of these wasting taxpayers' money on surveys and all this nonsense, it's a waste of time. All the solutions are known already. That's right. I'll say it again. All the solutions are known already, at least by intelligent people like me. Yeah, the politicians don't know anything. They're a bunch of idiots. You know? Is there one intelligent person in the Congress? What's the difference if there's one or two? They're still in a minority. The majority of the people in the U.S. Congress are some of the biggest dummies that ever walked the face of the earth. They're always talking about the founding fathers, yeah. Well, the founding fathers, that's why they set up the Electoral College, because they believed that the common people might not be smart enough to elect a qualified president. Well, the whole thing is, the table's turned, the whole thing is completely different now. The electoral voters of the Democrats and Republicans, they're not qualified to elect a decent president. Absolutely not. And they're the biggest dummies on the face of the earth. And the common people, the citizens of the United States, are way smarter than anybody in the Congress. Absolutely. So the whole thing is turned around, and that's one reason they should get rid of the electoral system, because it just gives the stupid people in power the opportunity to cheat us out of having the best person to be the president of the United States, which I have to claim is me. Nobody even comes close to bringing to the table what I am. Just go to my website. See for yourself, 2020presidenttommedicine.com. And you go look at the other people's sites, and they see they're offering nothing but lies. You know, fake insurance, fake health care. None of that's real. It's all fake to suck money out of you, you know? You know, their plan is, they allow this world to go to pot, which they should not the pot you smoke, but, you know, they've destroyed the food, they've destroyed the water, they've destroyed the air, and that makes you sick, and to the point of your body gets so run down, you end up going to the doctors, and then he puts the final nail in the coffin by putting you on pharmaceutical products. Or cutting you up in surgery and sending you home in a wheelchair. I mean, really? That's their plan for the human race. And, of course, New World Order wants to kill off 95% of us, and they're doing a great job with the chemtrails. That's right. Still, nobody, I've been talking about this for a couple of years now, nobody in mainstream media ever talks about it. Nobody in Congress ever talks about it. Are they all brain dead and that stupid? Apparently so. Even President Trump, come on, riding around Air Force One, you tell me he doesn't see the chemtrails? Isn't curious what the hell's going on, or he just listened to any stupid thing they tell him. He's obviously not self-educated. That's why he's not qualified to be the president, really. Sure, he's better than any politician, but he doesn't know as much as he should. You know, he doesn't know anything about multidimensional physics. He doesn't know anything about time travel. This whole thing about creating the space force, he doesn't know he's being used. He's being conned and set something up that the people who really run this world are going to use against us. And he thinks it's great. And it sounds great, Space Force. But he doesn't understand that about the subversive plot behind the scenes that's connected to this, that they're going to play out another false flag event with this new Space Force thing. As if we haven't had our fill of Space Force events. Well, let me just prove to everybody, hey, I can change the... change the tone on a dime. I can change the direction on a dime, as the saying goes. Oh, by the way, hey, this is still a call-in radio show, and if you have a phone, you can participate. The number is 888-627-6008. Or I can say that in a different way. I can say the number, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. How about that? Anyhow, you know, I never hear anybody talking about the architectural spheres. You know what I'm talking about? Well, hey, if you really want to know about it, you'll have to call in, or I'm not going to explain it, because, you know, that's important communication in life, you know? If you don't know something, that doesn't mean you're stupid, but you ought to be interested in finding out about something you don't know. And I haven't heard one person in my whole life talk about the architectural spheres, but I know about them. Why don't you? You know, we're all teachers. This is an educational show, and I do my best to be a teacher here. Except this teacher job, I'm not getting paid for, unfortunately. But I'm a loving, giving person, and I'm not afraid to work for nothing if the, Hey, has anybody, been toning 417 hertz? You can wipe out all your negative energy. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. Our participation, this is it, the Galactic Federation of Light. These are the good guys out there. We know there's bad reptilians and bad Dracos and bad Anunnaki and other bad groups out there. But the good guys are with the Galactic Federation of Light. Is this where the idea for the Star Trek Federation came from? Who knows? Could have been. But either way, yeah, there is a federation. So, of galactic good guys. And they're here in our solar system. They've been here for a while now, and they're working behind the scenes to get all the bad things that are surrounding our planet in deep inside our planet. I mean, we've really been victimized by these Anunnaki self-professed gods that never let go once they latched on to us. And sure, there's other groups that are here looking to grab their piece of the pie, you know. Yeah, we're famous in the galaxy. We're good for slave labor, yeah. What a reputation to have. Hey, and just in case you haven't forgotten, Happy New Year! This is my first chance to say it to my radio audience. Happy New Year. This is 2020, you know. When it comes to vision, 2020 is supposed to be perfect vision. So may we all have perfect vision this year, and may 2020 be the perfect year in obtaining good things. I wish everyone a happy new year. I wish our human race success in overcoming the dark side, overcoming evil this year. And like I said, in 2020, we'll see things perfectly. Hopefully, we will. Well, desire is the first step. If we desire to see things perfectly, eventually that desire will manifest into a reality. The more of us to desire to see things perfectly, the stronger we will get. And talking about strength, just one more reminder, next week, January 11th, at 11 minutes after the hour, 10:11 Pacific time, it's the beginning of the global meditation. All human beings, that you, listeners out there, are asked to participate so that the collective consciousness of humanity will reach a point where something major is going to happen, something good. A stronger connection will be made, and the light will flow from the galactic central sun directly to Earth and begin this the start of the event. And we want the event to come because we've been promised all these goodies, replicators giving out free to everybody, and tachyon chambers for healing, and the removal of all the final jerky bad guys that are still walking around, like, you know, SARS and, well, you know who they are. And some of them we don't know who they are. So that's right. It's going to be the arrival of good note creatures, as I call them. Not of this earth. That's an acronym. Note, N-O-T-E. It's an acronym for not of this earth creatures. That's right. And personally, I can't wait till they land. You know, it's going to be like a science fiction movie. Like, maybe the day the earth stood still, they're going to land on the White House lawn. And they might land on at the UN or something. And they'll land at all places around the globe. Or they might land at the vortexes. You know, there's artificial vortexes and there's natural vortexes, 12 of each. Did you know that? Well, why don't you know that, didn't you? You should have been taught that in high school. Yeah, in your public education system, it needs to be fixed. I know how to fix it, exactly. Get rid of all the bullshit, start teaching people meaningful things. Do you know that to learn how to see an aura is a 15-minute process, you know? I bought a little book, How to See an Aura, you know? I made the cardboard cutout with the color design on it, followed the instructions, and in less than 15 minutes, I was seeing auras. That's how easy it is to learn how to see auras. So why aren't first graders, or even second graders, being taught how to do this? Huh? Where's the explanation? Any teachers out there? Any school principals or guidance counselors? Yeah, call into my show and let me tell you about it. Maybe you'll pick up on it and start trying to initiate it at your school. Why are our children being deprived? Why is everyone on earth being deprived of the seeing auras? When it's that easy to learn how to see them. You know, whenever I see, let me explain. Once you learn how to see an aura and focus your eyes, you don't lose that ability. Every time I look at a white piece of paper, a white bathtub, anything white, within a second or two, I see the yellow hiding in it. In another second or two, I see the pink hiding in it. That's right. On a white surface, there's always yellow and pink hiding in the white. How could that be? Well, once you learn how to see an aura, you'll see it for yourself, and then it'll be seeing as believing. So again, you know, just another reason makes me the most qualified person to be the next president, because I'll change the education system. Plus, we'll end all this stupid thing with the marijuana laws. I mean, really, I'll just push the issue and make it get solved once and for all. You know, where are all the lawyers on this? I mentioned before, but I want to mention again, maybe there is a lawyer listening and willing to take this to court. Prohibiting people from smoking marijuana, eating marijuana, or baking food with marijuana, or doing anything with marijuana is a violation of your First Amendment right. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, if marijuana makes you happy, and you have a right to do it, and no government has a right, they've illegally taken that right away from you. Why isn't this being brought to court? You know, why isn't the Supreme Court debating this issue? Let me tell you something. The Supreme Court is going to be in for a big shakeup, too, when I become the president. Because these people are going to have to prove they're qualified. And I'll set up the test for them, because most of those people on that court, they are not qualified to be making major decisions. And we're going to put an end to this, whether they decide to take the case or not. They're going to take every case. If they can't handle the caseload, resign. We'll find somebody who's willing to do it, and certainly somebody who's more intelligent. And you're going to have to pass a common sense intelligence test for the new Supreme Court. Now, forget this for life nonsense, you know. If you can't convince the American people that you're qualified, no, you can't be a Supreme Court justice. And you got to, you know, the idiocy of what goes on, and we're accepting this. We need to start squawking about it, and I'm the first one to start squawking about it. And when I'm the president, my squawking will mean something. And I'll point out to them, this is insanity, this Supreme Court nonsense that you let it go to, refusing to take cases. What kind of crap is that? That says you're lazy and don't want to work, you know? And then this idea of looking for a precedent, how can we ever progress if you keep looking back for precedents? That's keeping everybody in a rut. There can't be any progress except with change. Looking for the precedent ruling beforehand is idiotic. It stagnates a society. Things are moving too fast in 2020, and we can't stay in the past. So all these things need to be addressed, and I'm the only person qualified to do this. Other people don't even talk about it. They don't even think about it. And other people are too chicken to rock the boat a little to get some common sense going here, you know? Well, I've made my case. What can I tell you? So anyhow, I'll say it once again. Next week, January 11th, during the course of my show, at 10:11 p.m. Pacific time, or 1:11 Sunday morning Eastern Time, or 6:11 a.m. In Great Britain. That's going to be the time for the meditation, and I'm asking everyone listening to my voice, tell your friends, and everybody participate. We need to have a certain amount of people participating to set the wheel in motion, as the saying goes. And what to be focusing your thoughts on, I'm telling you again, you have to go on Twitter, go to at Cobra Info 1. That's the Roman numeral 1. Cobrainfo 1. The number 1. At Cobra Info 1. It's his pinned tweet now. It'll be the link to his blog. When you get to the blog, there'll be 4 movies there. You play the first one, and it explains you what to focus your thoughts on, what to envision happening. The basic idea is you're envisioning light leaving the central sun, making its way across the galaxy to where we are, going through our bodies, down into the earth, received by Mother Earth, and then the connection is made. And that will help bring the event on, because we want these guys to land, to get rid of, remove the trash from our planet, and fix everything up, and give us the free energy, and give us the replicators, and give us the tachyon chambers, and set in motion a new Earth, a new reality, where we're connected to the whole universe, and we're not quarantined anymore. It's something to look forward to, and we can make it happen sooner. That's why it's up to us to a certain extent. I mean, they can drag this delay out until July 2025. The date's been given to us. That's the last time, because they want, the Galactic Federation wants, and I believe any common sense person on Earth wants, a planetary ascension where we can all lead this conflict zone of the third dimension and move into the fifth dimension and vibrate faster, and where there's going to be nothing but love and harmony and peace. And that's what we want. All of us want peace. All of us want love. All of us want to get along without the violence. And we can help ourselves get to that point in time by participating in this global meditation next Saturday, 10-11 p.m. Pacific time. Check out what time it is for you, wherever you're listening. And this is BBS Radio. You heard it first through BBS Radio. You'll never hear this information on mainstream media, because they're all born to the New World Order, and they only talk about what's on the teleprompter screen. And who sets up the type for the teleprompter screen? The devil himself, yes. He's working with the New World Order, too. Famous character. No, he doesn't have a tail and pitchfork. That's a scary image someone created. And put fear in your heart and rule you with fear. And that's how the dark side rules us, with fear. Get us to fear. Talk about fear. Half the commercials on free TV, you know, we get free TV over here in New York City. You get quite a few channels. And the commercials, all the commercials are pharmaceutical. And basically, over 50% of the commercials are all pharmaceutical. And they're all based around putting fear in your heart that you need their product. Yeah. That's how the games are played. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell all your friends about this global meditation. And again, you got to check out at CobraInfo1 on Twitter to find out how to participate, what to envision if you are participating in this. So we're all envisioning the same thing. And that way, we'll have a collective power. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here once I give you the countdown. And for those of you the first-time listeners, listen, you're going to hear the tasteful guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? You can go on YouTube and watch the whole video for the whole song. Are You the Party in, P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe N, Kind? Are You the Party in Kind? Followed by, at the end of my show here, by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I am somebody already, but I wrote the song and then became somebody. Talk about manifesting reality with your own words. Is that amazing? And that video is out there on YouTube also. Of course, that one's hard to find. There's other songs with the same name, so you got to go into YouTube. It's I Gotta Be Somebody by Tom Edison. That's me, the host of Connected Dots. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown, and let's take it on out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
just a statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.